Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Are we talking about Taylor and Travis as a means for you to insult me on how many times I've been divorced?
No.
Because
no.
I get scared. Like, I know you want to talk about their little marriage rule. And like, you just, I feel like sometimes you just bring up topics to go, well, you should try this, Lucy.
Okay. I don't bring up topics to do that. It just somehow works its way in so many times. I'm actually pretty curious what T-Hack and his wife do compared to what Dane and I do now that I'm a married lady.
Oh my God.
But Taylor
you
and Travis.
Can't compare yourself to Taylor and Trav.
No, not at all.
Or me and A-Hack.
Hey. Hey.
Hey, up here.
No!
My brother. Yes.
Okay. Well, okay. Taylor and Travis have these rules for their marriage. The big one is that they won't go more than 10 days without seeing each other.
10 days?
Why? Is that a lot or a few?
When you have, if you're in the same country.
Yeah.
And you're a billionaire and have a private jet.
Yeah.
2 days.
But I think.
And not currently touring.
But I think that that's their rule forever. I think they're saying even when she's touring, he will come to her or she will take breaks and come to him. I believe that.
So you don't think they're on the 10 day? Like, you just got married.
No, they're not on the 10. They're not going like 10 days. Okay, I'll see you one. Like, she's probably living in Kansas City right now and just.
Do you think you were ever apart from your wife for 10 days? I'm trying to think. I think probably 4 is the max for me that I've ever gone.
Ever?
Yeah. Since
like,
we.
Not really. Like.
Well, I mean, she studied abroad while we were just dating.
But
so that
since
was like.
Been married.
That was a whole semester. But since we've been married, yeah, I think 4 days is probably top.
Like,
so I'm
we would
to
do a work trip for something, and work trips here are usually 3 days max.
Yeah.
So that, and then she would have a couple work trips like that. Three, like, no, never.
Yeah, 10 seems like a lot. What about you and Dane?
Well, since being married, no. But when we were dating and early dating, he was gone for an entire month.
Oh,
and what? Yeah, he had booked this. He works remote, and so he had booked it before we met.
He was gone for a month.
Yeah, and like on day 4 or 5, I was like, I don't know how we're going to do this, man. Because we were like in deep, but it was new. So that's when you like want to spend the most time
together.
So
he had just already booked something fun to do, but still. Because he could work remote from anywhere.
Right.
So he's like, I'm going to go.
Yeah, he was going to Florida to be with his parents. And it like crossed over the holidays. And then he was going on a like 2 week cruise. So he only went for the holidays a little bit early and then stayed for a cruise.
Ooh.
And it was really rough. My dad is in Florida part time. So I ended up going to Florida for like a week.
To see him.
I ended up seeing him. Yeah, not a week, probably 5 days. It was still. I will never go more than a week.
Here's my question. And I mean, Hack is in a very great marriage.
Yeah.
We'll see if yours is okay. Well, it's just new. There's no way to say. But like, I feel, here comes therapy words.
Uh-huh.
We're all kind of, why is everybody looking at me like that?
Because you're talking.
We're all very codependent. Like.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Like, Taylor and Trav are like, we're going to make sure we never go more than 10 days. And the idea, when Hack and I heard 10 days, we're like, 10 days, oh! Like, there was this visceral heroin addiction reaction of like, I wouldn't go 10 hours. Like, the idea of being apart from A-Hack is.
Yeah, no, and I remember, we weren't married at the time, but I remember dropping her off at the airport to fly to Spain to just be like, see ya in May.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
brutal.
And it was brutal, and I had nothing going on at the time. I had some crappy apartment. I lived by myself and was working odd radio jobs, you know. It was very dark for a long, long time. And then the time zone's different. You're trying to FaceTime, which was like newer at the time.
So that's some of their other rules. They will not go to bed. You can't say goodnight via text.
Right. It's
you have to be on the phone.
They insist on having a real conversation every day, no matter how busy they are. Their non-negotiable bedtime rule is never going to sleep without saying goodnight to each other. A 5-minute call can mean more than hours in the same room. So
were you able to do that during, like,
yeah, but
or were there days where you'd only a text
or nothing?
Oh, for sure. Only text or nothing. Well, and now
nothing.
Yeah, depending on, she's like, we're going on this trip for 2 days within the trip that she's on, you know, and yeah. It's like, I don't know when the service
not
will be.
Because
it was like a Wi-Fi thing is what I remember it being.
Especially
you know?
Back then, it was like Wi-Fi was the only way to communicate.
Yeah. And well, and now we're almost opposite because like we're more established or whatever. If she's on a work trip for 3 days, I might not get a good night text.
That's wild to me.
But I just know she's handling her business. Just like if we're at radio or morning show boot camp or whatever.
Right.
She knows I'm just handling my business. You know, like we're not choosing to be apart, but we have to be apart for work and our obligations.
But like you don't put an alarm in your phone. Like, look, I know you can jump on me and say all my marriages have failed. But like I would have an alarm in my phone at like 9:30 going like no matter what. Mostly for the kids. It's terrible. But like I would want to say goodnight to the kids and say goodnight to her. Like, but you just.
Yeah. And like, I'm not saying we like purposely do it, right. But it's just if we get caught up and, oh, we're running to dinner. Sorry. It's just, and you just, hey, yeah, you text the next day. And I don't think that's a big deal because we're so established and because we're not apart ever.
So I am more codependent than you are, is what we're saying.
Well, Dane and I have a rule. He was just away for a business trip. We have to talk on the phone every single day.
For how long?
Ooh.
It varies. Kind of a while, usually, because it was at night.
Doing?
But then, like, we were FaceTiming one night, and I was like, hello, I love you. I am trying to finish a show that you're not going to want to watch, so I'd like to finish that tonight. But we FaceTimed for, like, 20 minutes before I said, like, I'm going to finish this.
You cut him off for a show.
Yeah, and then that was the night that I was bleeding everywhere and I ended up having to call 911.
Karma!
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.